This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3533 for Wednesday the 16th of February 2022. Today's show is entitled, Porridge. It is hosted by DNT and is about 29 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a show about porridge.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is DNT. So this one is actually something I recorded almost 1 year ago. It was going to be my first episode of Hacker Public Radio, but I ended up never posting it. And I actually mentioned it in my first episode. It's my episode about porridge that I had already recorded. So I was just making some pinhead oat porridge, which means it took about 25 minutes to cook. And while I was making it, I was just talking a little bit about porridge, and I also talked about some of the episodes of Hacker Public Radio that had come out in the weeks before this. This was in March 2021. I decided to pick it up again and have a listen, cut a few bits here and there, and then post it. All right. Good afternoon, Hacker Public Radio. So I'm a new host here. I don't have a name yet. I'll try to come up with one before I post this. This is kind of like an intro show, I guess. And it's also a show about porridge. So about every, lately, maybe like every other day, I'll make myself oat porridge for lunch. So, this is steel cut oats. The brand is Bob's Red Mill. And you can buy it in the US, which is where I live. Probably somewhere else too, I guess. So, yeah, porridge. So, according to Wikipedia, porridge is when you take a plant and you boil it, a starchy plant, and you boil it in water. And you can let it absorb most of the water or not. And depending on the type of porridge you're making. So, lots of different things are porridge. For example, in the south of the U.S., they eat grits, which is porridge made from ground-up corn. There's also polenta in Italy, largely the same thing, maybe a different kind of corn or ground finer, I'm not sure. But, so, I've got about half a cup of steel-cut oats, and I'm kind of roasting them first. I don't know how often people actually do this, but I don't know, generally I like to roast things and cook them a little bit dry before I put water in them, whether it's rice or whatever else. So yeah, by the way, rice is also kind of like porridge, but with rice you let it dry almost completely, right? There are the dishes where you have rice, but you maybe don't let it dry all the way. You know, like risotto. Anyway, so I'm gonna add the water now. So I saw a while back, I read something about the Porridge World Championship or something like that. I'll try to find the article and I'll share it in the show notes when I send this in. So at this thing, people go and make porridge with just rice, salt, and your oats. Just coming in from 2022 to say that, of course, rice, salt, and oats will not make porridge. you need water. So I was supposed to say oats, salt, and water. And then they try it and see which one is best. So according to the thing I read, this brand Bob's Red Mill was almost always the one selected by people. People would bring their own oats to this thing, to this championship. So also according to the thing, typically the winner or the best ones were the ones where the contestant was actually stirring the oats the entire time. So here I'm making oats with just water and salt for now. I'm gonna put a little more salt. Yesterday I tried to do this and I was trying to make it so informal and easy. Just, you know, record it while I'm making my oats, my porridge that I'm gonna make anyway. But I guess I made it so informal that I forgot to check that the microphone was actually being picked up by the application. So I ended up just recording about 20 minutes of silence. So that didn't work. I guess I didn't post that one. Maybe it would have been too obtuse, even for this podcast. But I did check this on the website, a show about porridge, and the tool on the website said that it is of interest to hackers, so here it is. So now I'm stirring this with a wooden spoon, and apparently in I think Scotland or maybe in Ireland, they use a special tool that's called a spurtle. That's kind of like a stick from what I've been able to gather. In fact, the trophy of the world championship is the golden spurtle. It's just a stick, because apparently you're supposed to stir your porridge so softly that it doesn't release too much more starch than it would otherwise, but you'll still promote that even cooking, you know. Also, I think there are spoons that are kind of like a wooden spoon where both faces of the spoon are like the back of the spoon. To also, so it's, there's not like that shoveling action or whatever when you're stirring it. So I'm just stirring it with a regular wooden spoon. I'm just being very easy about it. And then, you know, you just stand here and stir your porridge and just think about how many millions of people have made porridge for thousands of years. Apparently ever since the Neolithic, like 10,000 years ago. And here I am making it too, in this simple way. It's kind of like solving your problem using just writing a script that uses only Unix tools, for example. You know, no dependencies at all. That's kind of what this is like. And it tastes pretty good too. But I read a while back that in there's this island in the north of I think Scotland, maybe to the west, some way from the mainland. This island was evacuated in the early 20th century. People moved to the mainland, and I think ever since no one has lived on this island. And I read that one of the things that people did was when they left their houses for the last time, they left a little mound of oats in the middle of the room, because I guess that's how significant oats are to them. Also, they say that While in England, oats were seen as the food for your horses and stuff, for your cattle or something like that, for your animals anyway, not for your people. It would sustain people in Scotland, and I think it still is a very significant staple food in Scotland, and so it's got that kind of anti-imperialist thing about it too. It also represents that, I think. And yeah, everywhere in the world people have taken stuff, starchy plants, I guess, and boiled them in water to see what happened. And they make, there's also the wheat berries. The wheat berries, you can make porridge out of them, but you have to boil them a little the night before and then let it soak overnight and then cook it the next day. I think there's some tradition somewhere where they eat it with maybe coconut in it. It's a sweet porridge, and it's maybe a New Year's tradition. I'm not sure about that. We have some wheat berries here for that reason. We made that, and it was very good. Want to make it again soon. And then like I said before, you have polenta, you have grits. Love grits, delicious stuff. You just cook it, put whatever you want in it, or don't put anything in it, just have it vanilla, and that's good too. Just have it plain, you know, nothing wrong with plain. And it's cool. So, yeah, things are moving along here. Hopefully soon you'll be able to hear the bubbling as some of the water evaporates or is absorbed by the oats. Now I'm just going to talk about some of the other shows I've listened to on this. So, yeah, I started listening about when it was posted on Hacker News. It was mentioned in the news, the community news episode at the time. So a bunch of new people came in, including the guy with the trumpet guy, Trumpet John or something like that, who had a show about his morning routine for his weekend car maintenance routine. And a few other new ones came in apparently at the same time. So yeah, I really enjoyed several of the episodes. You know, you have lately we've had episodes from some guy on the internet. Unfortunately it took that name before any of us could. And then there was this guy before him who was talking about diversity in Linux, you know, in technology in general, I guess, in open source technology. And I enjoyed the show. This guy was talking about his work relating to COVID-19 in 2020, and then all of a sudden there's a coyote somewhere, and that was very cool. It makes me think about just recording a show while you're doing something else. That's pretty interesting, you know. All of a sudden there was a coyote, there was somebody else, there was this kind of a climax action moment in the show. Very cool. And meanwhile, you know, he was sharing very interesting information with us too. And then the guy that was talking to his wife about alcohol, that was pretty interesting too. About that, I would say, you know, you probably want to try it, because there's just too much of a risk whenever we say we're like, we don't want to do something. You should always ask yourself, not even ask yourself, you should almost assume there's a risk that you're just doing it out of fear. And maybe there would be something to discover in it. So, and of course you don't want to do that all the time, but in that case, I definitely got that vibe from that show. I heard there was also a show about tattoos in a similar kind of way, and So interesting stuff. Really interesting that we get to share in that. So another thing that Hacker Public Radio has made me think about is how you here in the U.S. we have PBS, right? And there's PBS NewsHour every night at 6. And on Fridays they've had this thing called In Memoriam. So they take five people who have passed away because of COVID-19, and they just highlight them and they show pictures that their family sent and they talk about them and stuff. That's a really powerful segment. You know, every time it's just really interesting, these really fascinating people that are out there in the world. And, you know, we could just never know about all the fascinating people out in the world. And it kind of makes me think about just how much better everything would be maybe if there were no celebrities, if celebrities were not a thing. You know, similarly here on Hacker Public Radio, you download the episode when it comes out and maybe you look at the subject. If it's interesting, you might start playing it, and you know, maybe you have no idea who is sharing it with you and who recorded it. And you know, really often it's just really interesting people I want to hear from, you know, much more than I want to hear from the people that you generally see when you turn on your TV, or when, you know, like when you open your music app on your phone, all of a sudden you're seeing all these damn people that you have no interest in, you know, famous people, and you have to kind of steer away from them. Otherwise you would just be given them if you don't do anything about it. So yeah, very cool. I'm very grateful for this. Definitely hear the call to provide a show so the day when there is no show to air will never come. And so we'll continue to have this, at least for as long as I'm here, hopefully. So getting pretty advanced here. Let me see, maybe you can hear the bubbling. Isn't that wonderful? So yeah, you can kind of see the starch floating around, and just keep going and it'll absorb a little more. I don't like my porridge super watery. Maybe people who make it with milk prefer to leave it more liquidy because it's like creamy or something. Since I'm just making it with water and salt, I let it go pretty far. And then what I do, which happens to be what I've read is the kind of most basic, most traditional way to eat porridge, is you just pour it in a bowl or on your plate and sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar on top, and that's it. Then you eat it. I don't stir it in, because I kind of like to just kind of skim the top with my spoon and then get a few spoons with this really sweet porridge, and then the rest of it is more savory. I find that kind of fun. So alright, I think I'm going to wrap this up. I can't think of anything else. Anyway, I just want to thank everyone for what they do with this stuff. Hacker Public Radio is really incredible. I've had great times listening to these, and hopefully I can be a contributor too. Who knows? I'm dropping this one in, kind of a weird one, I know, about porridge, but I did test it on the tool on the website, and it did say it was of interest to hackers. So, alright, have a good one, and I'll see you next time. Alright, so that was that, and then later, a few months after I recorded this one, I just recorded the sound of making porridge with no voice. And it was these quick cooking steel cut oats from Bob's Red Mill, which is kind of like they're a little bit rolled so that the bits are a little smaller, so it cooks much faster. And I thought it was worth it because it's still pretty good compared to like actual rolled oats, the stuff that cooks in just like a minute or something like that, and it's just mush. The quick cooking steel cut oats I thought was a good trade off. So it was revealed a little while ago, months ago now, in the mailing list, that there are some listeners of Hacker Public Radio that use the show as a way to go to sleep. So I thought, as a shout out to those listeners, I will play an 8-minute clip of the sound of making porridge. All right. So to everyone else, if you want to skip to the next episode, feel free. This was another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in, and come back tomorrow for another episode.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.